This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says it was likely a rebel faction, not Hamas itself, responsible for killing two Israeli soldiers. He says the ceasefire that he brokered is still in place, even after Israel attacked nearly every city in Gaza on Sunday, killing 36, according to local officials. The U.S. military killed another three people on boats in the Caribbean, this time off Colombia. That's 32 dead in seven attacks on people the administration claims were drug runners.
But the administration is providing no evidence that those killed were attempting to ferry drugs to the U.S., alarming even some Republican allies.
ABC's Christian Cordero. Napoleon-era crown jewels stolen from the Louvre Sunday likely won't be recovered, says art recovery expert Christopher Marinello.
The way they hide it is by breaking up those jewels, by recutting those stones, by melting down the precious metals.
This is ABC News. President Trump mocked the millions who took part in anti-Trump protests on Saturday. He called it a joke and said that the Americans who rallied are not representative of this country. House Speaker Mike Johnson says those who carried signs saying no kings missed the irony.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now.
Why won't the speaker call the House back from vacation to work with Democrats about the shutdown?
I refuse to allow us to come back and engage in anything until the government's reopened, when the Democrats do the right thing for the people.
Speaker Johnson on ABC's This Week, where House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that the issue remains the expiration of health subsidies.
Now, because of their refusal to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, people are confronting premiums that will double, triple, or in some cases quadruple in amount.
Not yet, Seattle. The Blue Jays stay alive. They're tying the league championship series at three games apiece. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-24 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 35. Mostly cloudy and breezy for Monday. Highs near 67, south winds 15 to 20, could gust to 30 at times. Rainy and blustery Monday night, a low around 41, and more rain on Tuesday with a high near 50. Right now, 38 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content
from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. It's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer. Welcome into a TGIF Friday edition, October 17th, 2025. Here, welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock from the home studios at the intersection of State and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along. Zomers, let's take a quick look out there on the Sam Davidson Street Cam. Outside, a beautiful fall afternoon. Hazy sky. It's kind of overcast. A little sun poking through there, but warmer. Warmer than I thought. So, Ohio State, get it right yet, are in town. And we don't have time. I was going to do a segment on this today with the breaking news. The only question for me with Ohio State, number one team in the country, being in town to take on the Badgers, will Ohio State score 50? 5-0. Will they score 50? What's the over-under? Do you take the over or the under at 50?
I take over.
I take over, too! I'm not wishing it, but I'm just saying it's not going to be pretty. I'm afraid here at Camp Randall, but we'll have the game for you on several of our stations across the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE, WLAK, and Amory RCE, of course, Richland Center, FHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and on WRPN in Ripon. Kickoff time is right around 2:30. This afternoon on several of our Badger radio networks. And, of course, the Brewers, hope still springs eternal, must win tonight. Crew down 0-3, or 3-0, whichever you want to look at it. Out at Chavez Ravine, Dodgers going to try to get the win and the sweep out there in California. So that one starts a little bit later on, 7 o'clock-ish. Let me check my facts here. The Friday game, 7:05 is the first pitch local time here in Wisconsin. Pregame show at 7:38 on our Brewers radio network stations as well. Quickly, top story this afternoon from our newsroom, the University of Wisconsin. This comes from channel3000.com, the CBS affiliate in Madison, University of Wisconsin, Platteville. Will be ceasing operations at its Baraboo Sauk County campus effective May 22nd of next year. The decision came after quote-unquote careful consideration and that students, staff, and faculty are supported throughout this transition. Again, UW-Platteville Baraboo closed after the end of next year. We'll continue to follow this into next week, of course. But right now at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, lighten up just a bit. I did a uniform change, a costume change during the break. I put my Green Bay Packers, because unlike the Badgers this weekend, I feel good about the Pack. Joining us via his car driving throughout Wisconsin, one of the stars and producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life. Once again, here is Ty Morse. Ty, how are you?
Great, Todd. Happy to be here again.
We are absolutely happy to be here. Zommers and I last saw you at the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters in Waukesha. And not that our 2 cents means a whole lot, but let me tell you, I was blown away by it. I loved it. And I told Craig yesterday, Craig Benzine, the director, that I think for me, two things. A, whichever one of the Japanese cheer team was in the car at night driving by Lambeau right after he'd gotten to Green Bay, and he looks out and he says, I want to live here. And it just, I don't know why, but it just, I was like, I do live here, and I don't think that I look at it through the lens that it should. And to hear him say that, it just got to me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, and there was so much of that as they came. It was just like this wonder, amazement, magic for them. And